Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Food and dietary supplements products discussed on this program are intended to contribute to the daily diet and overall health and are not intended for the use in the prevention, treatment, mitigation, or cure of any disease or health-related condition. Individuals that have or suspect they have illness or wish to commence a diet or exercise program should consult an appropriately licensed healthcare practitioner for a medical history evaluation, diagnosis, treatment, and health recommendations.
And welcome to Let's Play Doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I did achieve the rank of Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force. A lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. I'm very, very concerned again. All 50 states have reported finding this Delta variant of the COVID virus, which is like four or five times more infectious than the original COVID virus and also two or three times more deadly. Okay? And there's so many people who were supposed to get two vaccinations to complete the vaccination program. They only got one 3 months ago or 6 months ago or whatever it is and just waved it off and said, I've already got one. Okay? They didn't finish it. And so these are the people who are dying from this Delta COVID variant. Okay? And so you really, really got to pay attention here, okay? We're in a spiking again, so don't forget your mask. Don't forget your hand sanitizer from Youngevity. Don't forget your colloidal silver. I put two drops or so under my tongue 30 minutes before each meal, 30 minutes before bedtime. I've been doing that for 25 years. I'm 82 years old and don't have any pre-existing conditions, okay? Now, we're at 34,541,000 infections, 620,000 220,200 dead. Now, I give you that figure twice because you go back to 1918 and 1990 during the Spanish flu. After 2 years, we had 657,000 dead. We're only 37,000 dead away from equaling the Spanish flu, which was supposed to be the most terrible pandemic that North America ever had. And I'm concerned with this Delta variant here, that this is going to go over 657,000. So we got to do some work here. Then when you look in India, they're spiking like crazy. During the Spanish flu in 1918-1919, they had 20 million dead in 6 months. 20 million dead in 6 months, okay? And they had, let's see here, 110 million infections during that 6 months. Crazy, 400,000 dead, okay? And so we really have some work to do here, and I urge everybody to stay away from all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat butter rhinos, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet ones got to go. And this all sounds pretty basic, but so many people, you know, they have sausage for breakfast, and they have pepperoni pizza, you know, the pepperoni, the processed meats on top of the wheat pizza crust and stuff like that. You can't do that. Not if you want to survive, okay? And so you really, really, really have to pay attention to these details. You have to share this information with your friends and loved ones. Otherwise, they're going to be doing silly things, and it's going to cost them. You can add 25 to 50 healthy years of your life just by avoiding the bad stuff and taking supplements. This is not difficult, okay? And so I want everybody to remember our kids. Don't forget the kids, okay? They are susceptible. They're going to get this stuff. And the little ones, they've been lucky so far because their immune systems are still good. And kids get, you know, their baby vitamins, all kind of stuff. But once they start going to kindergarten, well, you're a big girl now. You're a big boy now. You don't need baby vitamins. You know, just eat like mommy and daddy and it'll be fine. Well, don't forget the kids toddy, our Cal toddy, our kids sprinkles, and our EFAs. Every kid should be having this unless they're being breastfed. If they're being breastfed, mama needs to be sure she's taking two of the healthy brain and heart packs for 100 pounds of body weight, okay? Because she's supplementing for herself and for the baby, because all the nutrition that comes through the milk comes from her, okay? It's absolutely imperative to think in those terms. And then, you know, our human life expectancy is 155. Now, that's not the longest you can live, but that's sort of the average of all races. The longest of peoples are from the Hunza Cuts near the Giltar Glacier between Pakistan and China. Their oldest ones live to be 165 and 168. Their average is 120. Okay? And we subtract 120 from 155, which is the human life expectancy average. Okay, they leave 35 years on the table. We Americans right now, our average lifespan has dropped because of the COVID early deaths. Our average lifespan is now down to 75. You subtract that from 155, we're leaving 80 years on the table. You can gain 25 to 50 years of that by avoiding the bad stuff and taking your 90 essential nutrients. Okay, now let's look at medical doctors. Medical doctors, when we look at the emergency room doctors here in America, in hospitals, their average lifespan is 57. They're leaving 98 years on the table.
You're listening to the Let's Play Doctor Show, where there are alternatives to drugs, doctors, and surgery. To speak to Dr. Joel Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor on the Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And I want to run right back to this subject of longevity and health here. Let's look at the black population in America. Okay, their average lifespan is 72. You subtract that from 155, which is our life expectancy, right? They're leaving 83 years on the table. Look at our Latino population. Their average lifespan is 81.8. And so they're only leaving 73.2 years on the table. Okay, it's all diet. It all comes down to diet. And I urge everybody to think about this. When you look at the Filipinos, okay, and the Chinese and the Vietnamese, okay, this is like crazy. Okay, so let's look at India. Okay, so we're going to look at India because I promised and we would talk about this a little bit. Let's look at India. They have 29 states, and they have the top nine states have the highest rate of infections of the COVID. They have 95% of the deaths and 87% of the infections. The southern 20 states and seven territories have only 5% of the deaths and only 13% of the infections. So what's the difference? They're the same people. They're homogenous people. So what's the difference? Well, I spent a couple of months in the World Health Organization database looking around because I figured there's got to be a reason why there's such a big difference there. Well, it turns out the people in the nine northern states live on nothing but wheat butter rhinos because the English were there for 100 years training all these northern Indian kids to be in the English army and go around the world and fight in the English behalf, okay? And so they taught these people how to grow wheat, butter, and oats, and make beer and whiskey and eat breakfast, pancakes and waffles and French toast and everything. Well, the southern, okay, 20 states and seven territories, they live in swamplands and rainforests, and they live on rice and maize, corn, sweet potatoes, beans, squash, and seaweed. Totally different diet. Same people, but totally different diet. Okay? So in India, again, the ones in the south, they're the ones who have only 5% of the deaths and only 13% of the infections. And when you take India as a whole, okay, it's 70%, okay, excuse me, 70 years average is subtracted from 155. They're leaving 85 years on the table. But the ones in the north are doing the worst because they're living on gluten and not eating. They're too far away from the ocean. They're closer to Europe and eating like the people in the UK. As a result, they are really getting hammered by the COVID virus because they're living in and eating like Europeans, whereas the ones in the south are living like Asians, and that's why they're doing much better. Okay, well, the ones that really freaked me out were the Russians. Their average lifespan is only 72. You subtract that from 155. They're leaving 83 years on the table. They're leaving 83 years on the table. So we have lots to do with all peoples all over the earth. The only ones that come close to doing it right are the Hunzas, okay? And they're getting all their minerals from the Giltar Glacier, grinding up the walls of the canyons they're going through. And so these people drink the water. They make their tea with it. They irrigate with it. They take their baths with it. Everything they do is with that mineral water from the Giltar Glacier. And that's the difference. Same thing with these five places that are called blue zones. They're all, with the exception of one, four of the five, are all volcanic islands or peninsulas. Duh. Okay. So think about it. Okay, let's see here. Chuck, let's start out with a caller here. Let's go to Bruce in Kentucky. Bruce, how can we help you?
You mentioned not to even oats. What about organic oats? And if not, what should I eat for breakfast?
Okay. What's the difference between shooting yourself in the head with a lead bullet or a copper jacketed bullet?
It don't sound good either way.
That's right. Well, the same thing. It doesn't matter what kind of oats they are.
Gluten
oats is called gliadin. It doesn't matter if they're organic. It doesn't matter what kind of oats they are. There are no gluten-free oats. Get over it. If you have any oats, give it to your doctor with love, just like that old 007 movie, To Russia with Love. Everybody who has wheat, butter, rye, and oats in the house, give it to their doctor with love, because the doctors are the ones who said, eat whole grains, stop eating animal fat, and eat whole grains. They're the ones that have caused all this problem with misinformation. Okay? Now, the second part of your question, would you repeat that for me, please?
What should we eat for breakfast? Eggs or you know?
Okay, well, here's what I eat for breakfast. I've been doing this for 74 years. I have three soft-boiled eggs or soft-scrambled eggs and butter for breakfast. I have three big scoops of steamed wild rice, not fried rice, but steamed wild rice. I also have two slabs of smoked sockeye Alaska salmon. Okay, sometimes I'll have a steak or something like that, but most of the time I'll have that. Now, 2 days a week for breakfast, I'll have our gluten-free pizza with where the crust is made from cauliflower and rice flour, no wheat, rather our oats. And I also, on my pizza, has four cheeses. I have hamburger patties and like six, eight vegetables on there and hamburger patties. No sausage, no pepperoni. Got the picture?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so also, yeah, you're welcome, but also for breakfast, 2 days a week, I will have that pizza that has the gluten-free crust, and I'll put hamburger patties on my gluten-free pizza. But it's a great question because so many people just don't get it. Thank you so much, Bruce. Back after these messages.
Are you taking prescription drugs? At best, they're covering up your symptoms. How about trying something that addresses the cause of your problems? Call Dr. Joel Wallach on the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
I was having terrible pain even trying to pick up a glass of water. My doctor told me that I had arthritis. He said that because I was getting older, I could expect it to spread and that I would get used to the pain. He said he would give me some pain medication if I needed it. Well, not long after that, I heard Dr. Joel Wallach speak, and I decided to try his approach. It amounted to addressing the cause of my arthritis rather than covering up the pain. Within 90 days, the arthritis pain was gone. That was 19 years ago, and it hasn't returned. If I had taken my doctor's advice, I would have continued to suffer the arthritis pain. Now I golf, I swim, I snorkel, I bowl. I enjoy life pain-free and without prescription drugs. Are you happy spending the rest of your life with arthritis pain and getting worse every year? Do what I did. Address the cause of your arthritis pain rather than cover it up. Get with someone that can help you. Call 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Every day, each of us comes in contact with millions of harmful germs and bacteria that can make us sick. Many use alcohol-based products to kill those germs, and their hands suffer those consequences. What if there were an easy-to-use product that killed all those pesky germs and actually helped keep your hands healthy? You believe there is, and it's called PureWorks. PureWorks by Youngevity is a revolutionary idea that changes the way people think about healthy living. Alcohol-based antibacterial lotions will kill the germs okay, but as soon as they dry, they stop protecting you too. And if you get alcohol on a cut or a burn, well, we know that hurts. PureWorks kills the germs and protects your family for hours after the application, and it doesn't burn like alcohol. That makes it great for the kids. It comes in foam, spray, and soap, and it's not available in stores, so call today to order. We're going to give you that number to call in a moment. Ask for PureWorks. It's the tool everyone needs to defend themselves against the attacks of today's germs.
Let's Play Doctor on Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 90-Plaque Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And if you want to get all this information, how this whole pandemic thing started, you want to go to drjwallach.com, www.drjwallach.com. It has my 14 books. I got three more coming along here. And so within this year, we'll get three more books into there. But right now, we got 15 books, including Hell's Kitchen and the CD Hell's Kitchen, the book Immortality and the CD Beyond Immortality, the book Epigenetics and the two CDs, Epigenetics, the Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. These are all the places you're going to find all these answers from. I've been doing this for so many years. And, you know, my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of National Treasure because I showed there were no genetic diseases, there were no genetic birth defects. It's all caused by nutritional deficiency. Now you can have fetal alcohol syndrome. You can have some kind of pollutants or drugs or something like that to damage the baby. But other than those kinds of things, which are seriously self-inflicted, okay, it's all nutritional deficiencies. There are no genetically transmitted birth defects, and there are no genetically transmitted diseases. Okay, they're all preventable. Almost all of them are reversible. There are a few, you know, you get cleft palate, baby born with a cleft palate, as a surgery case when they're born, but it's totally preventable. Okay, Chuck, let's go to California and Dr. Paul. Okay, Dr. Paul.
Hello, Dr. Wallach. I endorse everything you just said. And I was doing research on India because I've been studying India for many years.
That's why I did that. That's why I did that thing earlier. That's why I did that thing earlier on India. I gave all that information so you would hear that.
Yeah, I did. Okay. And then I came across an amazing fact, which I could not explain when I first saw it. 1971, India's death rate was 17%. And I went, wow. And I looked at that and I thought, why is that? Then I started doing research and I realized, aha, the difference between their medical system and our medical system, and the Chinese medical system, I think is key. And this is the debate that's going on worldwide right now. Their medical system, the Ayurvedic medical system, is based on eat right for your body type, which I've translated into eat right for your blood type. And so their death rate now is 7%. And for the last 3 years, during the pandemic, it has not changed. The number of people dying in India during the pandemic is the same as it was for years before the pandemic. And it's because the people dying are people that are old, are kept in these senior citizen homes where they don't give them adequate amounts of fruit, fresh fruit, and they don't give them herbs like turmeric, and they don't give them a rice diet. And as you said, 95% of the deaths anyhow are in northern India where they're eating mainly rice and gluten. But then I came across another factor which I think is important. Women in the Indian school system, women in 2008, there were 50% of the girls and women in the Indian school system. And it's been going up every year, 7% a year. Then in 2014, when they reached 75% of the women in India in the school system, all of a sudden there were these outrageous bombing attacks on women's schools, and it drove about 5 or 10% of the women back out of the schools into the home. These religious nuts have been bombing the Indian schools. So these factors all come together to what we have today in India. But I am predicting that India will achieve natural immunity, total immunity, either by, say, Christmas or Valentine's Day. I don't know exactly which day it's going to happen. But they're moving in a direction because the surge in India is massive. It is spreading rapidly. The COVID, the so-called COVID, which I actually call scurvy, is spreading rapidly through northern India. And it is engulfing so many people who are then getting COVID and recovering. The recovery rate in India is 99.7%. Is it 98%?
Okay, well, I'm going to challenge that, Dr. Paul. I'm going to look that up, and I'll have that information by tomorrow. Okay, because I don't believe that 98% of the people in India who get COVID are recovering. Okay, I don't believe that. The streets are filled with bodies. They're having to cremate the bodies in the streets because they don't have enough places to put them and bury them. So they're just burning them in the streets.
Dr. Wallach will be right back with recommendations on how you can stay healthy. Give him a call on the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Demolition crews have brought down the remaining part of the partially collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. Officials announced their intentions to bring down the section that remains standing ahead of the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa out of fears that winds from the storm could bring it down. Search and rescue work had been halted to allow demolition crews to prepare the building. They'll resume their search as soon as they're given the all clear. And Tropical Storm Elsa is approaching Cuba. bringing the possibility of major flooding to the island. The storm is expected to cross central Cuba on Monday afternoon, thousands of people already evacuating from the path of the storm. Elsa is expected to weaken as it moves back over water, forecast to move near or over portions of the west coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. A new world record set during a 4th of July tradition. Jeremy Scott has more.
For the 14th time, defending champion Joey Jaws Chestnut took home the men's crown in Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
With 76, Nathan's hot dog.
Downing 76 dogs and buns in 10 minutes, one more than his record-setting feat last year. On the women's side, Michelle Lesko took the women's title, downing nearly 31 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Reigning women's champion and record holder Miki Sudo skipped this year because she's expecting a baby in a few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to a call or an email.
All right, Dr. Wallach, this is an email from Robin in New Mexico. She did call the show a few months ago, so this is an update on her 33-year-old son who has basically some sort of schizophrenia, also has Hashimoto's disease. The question was if he ever had any skin problems. Well, some time ago, he had been diagnosed with a pair of granuloma annularis on the onset of psychosis somewhere around the last 9 months or so. He's also been unable to sleep, and right now he apparently has ballooned up from 235 to 264. 33 years old, no exact height for this gentleman.
Okay, 264 pounds, okay, 35 years old, has emotional problems, okay, and he's got Hashimoto's, which is a thyroid issue, okay, granuloma, which is kind of a eczema on the skin or psoriasis, depending on what doctor is diagnosing it. And so the first thing this young fellow needs to do is get rid of all the bad stuff out of his life. Okay? The odds are he needs to be around anywhere from 185 to 200 pounds, so he needs to lose 60 pounds or so, the odds are. Okay? And so I want him to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat bran rhinose, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And then I'd have him take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, a full dose, everything twice a day. I want him to get another bottle of arsenium, not from Walgreens, but arsenium with the five cofactors. There's a bottle of selenium in each of those Healthy Brain and Heart Packs. So I want him to take another three of arsenium at noontime, so you can take three selenium three times a day. And then I want him to get two bottles a month of the MSM, so he can take three of those at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they're going to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone cell. I want them to get two bottles a month of Ocean's Gold, which is made from seaweed and everything. It has all these minerals in there, good for the thyroid gland. I want them to take three of those twice a day. I want them to take our Fucoid Z, capsules, three of those twice a day, also made from the other ocean, okay? I'm going to take three of those capsules twice a day, 2 pounds a month for his thyroid and his bone marrow and so forth. And then also that MSM will be good for his skin also. But I also want him to take our de-stress capsules, take three of those twice a day, 2 bottles a month. I want him to take our Ultimate Niacin Plus, one of those twice a day, that's 1 bottle a month. I want him to take our Synaptive, three of those twice a day, that's 2 bottles a month, so the brain cells can make their biochemistry so they can talk to each other. And then he needs to eat three eggs twice a day with soft yolks so he can rebuild his brain. 75% of the brain weight is, oh yeah, you got it, cholesterol. And then to lose that 64 pounds, I want him to get one meal a day of our keto caramel bar. Okay, he's going to have to get three boxes. They only come 10 in a box, so it's three boxes a month. One meal a day doesn't have to be the same meal. And after about 2 months, he can try two meals a day for 2 days out of the week. The other 5 days a week, stay with one meal a day of the keto caramel bar. And he'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. So realistically, in 3 to 4 months, he could be down to 200 pounds here, but not much effort. But he's got to get rid of all the bad stuff. And we do want to hear from Robin, so we hear how this guy is doing, because he has a very common set of issues here between the emotional stuff, the thyroid stuff, the skin stuff. Okay, all of this goes along with nutritional deficiencies. None of it's autoimmune and none of it genetic. Okay, we're looking for help. We're looking for help. We're growing like crazy. And so if you've ever thought you wanted to have a home-based business, you know, you've been at home, working at home, or just getting your unemployment and staying at home for the last year and a half, and you don't want to go back to work in a factory, why not contact your MGV associate?
Would you like to ask Dr. Wallach a question but can't call the show? Send us an email at emaildrw@gmail.com. If we use it on the show, we will email back his response. Be sure to include age, height, and weight, as well as conditions that you've been diagnosed with. There's no need to list medications that you are taking. Send it to emaildrw@gmail.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, it is a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're back with Let's Play Docs on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And don't forget, go to drjwallach.com, www.drjwallach.com. Get a hold of that book and the CD. Hell's Kitchen and learn the history of why we have these pandemics and how to avoid them in the future. Don't forget the book, Immortality, and the CD that goes along with it, Beyond Immortality, what the long-lived peoples consciously avoid to add 25 to 50 healthy years of their life, what they consciously avoid and they consciously do proactively to add 25 to 50 healthy years of their life. And then don't forget Epigenetics, the book and the two CDs. Remember, I'm considered the father of the science of epigenetics, along with Bruce Lipton, the two of us. And it's one of those things where there are no genetically transmitted diseases, no genetically transmitted birth defects. Okay, let's see here. Chuck, let's go to one of your magic shows.
Very good, Dr. Wallach. With about 20 years plus of the Let's Play Doctor show, here is a caller from the past.
Chuck, let's go to California and Debbie. Debbie, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. How can we help you?
Good. I was calling for a baby that's 3 months old that has produced an anal fissure, and he's breastfed, and this happened after birth about 3 weeks after he was born.
You're talking about an anal fissure, like a crack in the anal wall?
Well, it's kind of like, what's described to me as some kind of like a pimple on the side of his cheek, you know, and they want to do surgery on the baby to heal
that.
You
say his cheek, you're talking about his bottom cheek, not his face cheek.
No, yeah, his bottom cheek.
Okay.
connected to his colon.
Okay. Yeah. Now, does the baby have any respiratory stuff, any asthma or coughing or anything like that?
No.
Does he have any other skin problems like eczema, dermatitis, rosacea, anything like that?
Interestingly not.
Okay. But he does have some colon problems. Does he have constipation or diarrhea?
Well, no, he's kind of got like diarrhea.
A little bit of light diarrhea?
Yeah.
Okay. Does the mother have any issues?
No, she was anemic, but we had her on the products, the Wallach products, the tangy tangerine, the essential fatty acids throughout the pregnancy and everything. So she was getting enough vitamins because I know
sure.
She was
now, is she breastfeeding this baby or is the baby being fed formula? Okay.
Breastfed.
And so the mother is still taking the supplements?
Yes.
Okay. Now, she needs to take the 90 essential nutrients. The mother needs to stay away from the bad stuff. The fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, wheat, brought around oats, and sugar. Okay, all that bad stuff's got to go away because that stuff comes through the breast milk into the baby. Okay?
Okay.
I would get another opinion. I'd take that baby or a picture or something or the records and take it somewhere else. We don't want any cutting on the baby if it's not necessary. But if the baby has a little bit of diarrhea and that thing there on the bottom, it could be, again, the results of a gluten intolerance, and this could be what they call impetigo, and they have little blisters and pimples and things like that. And so it could be this impetigo. But mama's got to get rid of all the gluten out of her diet. No wheat, butter, and oats, no pancakes, no waffles, no buns, no spaghetti, no mac and cheese, no pizza crust, and all that kind of stuff's got to go, okay? Dog food, spouse, grandma, everybody there's got to be really gluten-free so there's no cross-contamination with that baby in the washer and dryer, you know, the clothes and the couches and beds and all that kind of stuff, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, let's see here. I'm assuming, is this a little bump on the bottom? Is that itchy or painful?
It's kind of red-ish. Uh-huh. I don't know. He's 3 months old and, you know, he doesn't really say much, you know. He's kind of a calm child. But with this, you know, I've noticed he does have the diarrhea issue.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if it was to do with, is the pH in the body?
No, don't even go there. This is a bigger problem than that. Okay. The odds are it's a gluten problem, okay? And so I guarantee everybody in that household is eating gluten, and the mother is getting cross-contaminated in washer and dryer, and then she's eating all that stuff, and then she's passing it on through her breast milk into the baby.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. And so does she have any other children, or is this her first child?
No, the first child.
Okay. Anyway, does she have any brothers and sisters, his mother?
Only child.
Only child. Okay. All right. And so... actually, the change of diet can be a major thing. The mother, how much does a mother weigh? Is she a big girl or small or what?
No, small, like 120 pounds.
Okay, Dr. Wallach, anything else you'd like to add to that regimen?
Yeah, I just want to make it clear that if that mother only weighs 105 pounds, she's be taking one healthy brain and heart pack per month, of a half a dose of everything twice a day except for our selenium. She needs to get another bottle of selenium so she can take six a day, two with each meal. Okay. She also should be taking things like the, I'd go with the Fucoid Z, take three of those twice a day. That's all these weird trace minerals from the ocean and the algae. Okay, Fucoid Z, three twice a day, is two bottles a month. I also want her to take our plant minerals. She could take the Caltotti. Okay, she could take a half ounce of that twice a day because she needs to be passing on more minerals to the baby through her breast milk. And so I just want to make sure that everybody knows she needs to be taking, as well as getting rid of all the bad food, she needs to be taking 110 pounds, one healthy brain and heart pack per month, another bottle of Arsene, so she can take six of those a day. Two, two, and two, because one bottle of Arsim comes with that healthy brain and heart pack. And then I also, would like her to take our de-stress capsules. She could take two of those twice a day. That's one bottle a month. She could also take the Fucoid Z. If she didn't want to take the Fucoid Z, she should take the Ocean's Gold, one or the other, Fucoid Z or Ocean's Gold. We already talked about that. But I also want her to take our Caltotti. She can go ahead and take a half ounce of that twice a day, and that's going to give her all these trace minerals, 75 trace minerals, and that's going to help this baby. We've got to get rid of the gluten, can't even say the word, because these skin issues are a messenger, okay? They're a red warning light that something bigger, bad is going to happen if you don't deal with it on the front end, okay? In this case, the bottom end, okay? And so just everybody, when you have a baby, if you're going to breastfeed, you really, really need to stay away from the bad stuff. And you really, really, really need to take the 90 essential nutrients, really the 215, because you want the bigger, you don't want just the healthy start pack. You want the healthy brain and heart pack. And then you need to be taking all these nutrients for at least 6 months before the pregnancy is initiated, okay, conceived, all through the pregnancy the baby's developed in. And then if you're going to breastfeed the baby, that's easier because you just have to take all the supplements yourself and it goes through the breast milk into the baby. If you're feeding the baby these Infamil, Similac, these sort of infant milk replacers, then you need to put a few drops of the Z radical in the Infamil and Similac. You need to put a few drops of the Caltotti in there. You need to put a few drops of the kid's toddy in there, okay? Don't forget the EFAs for the skin, okay? And so it's easier if you're breastfeeding, but if it's not breastfeeding, it can be done, but you're going to have to give all this stuff to the baby and the Infamil and Similac and all these other baby formulas. Otherwise, they wind up with all these diseases. Oh, yeah, and the doctor says, well, it's autoimmune, it's a genetic, maybe somewhere back in your family somebody had it, and it's just popping up again. It's just simple nutritional deficiencies. And so, it's kind of amazing to me how people pay more attention to putting complete nutrients in their garden as opposed to putting complete nutrition into their baby. They put complete nutrition into their car with high-quality oil and high-quality gasoline, okay, and high-quality antifreeze. They don't just put dirt from Texas in there and hope there's oil in there because it's dirt from Texas. They don't just wax their car and be like just putting lots of good makeup on and not taking vitamins and minerals and eating badly. Okay? People take care of their car. If people would take care of themselves like they do their car, they'd add 25 to 50 healthy years of their life. And that's why pharmacist Keith and I came out with that CD called the Red Warning Light. It goes into, I think it's about 8 or 9 of the most common red warning lights to tell you that something bad is happening. It tells you what causes them. Tell you what supplements to take and what disease you're going to get if you don't take those supplements, okay? It's called the Red Warning Light. And again, you can go to www.drjwallach.com, www.drjwallach.com, and get that and add that to your repertoire and pass that around to your family because you're going to save them an enormous amount of unnecessary misery. You're going to save them an enormous amount of money from all the doctor's visits and all the mess they have to deal with. And then, of course, you're going to add 25 to 50 healthier years to your life. And so This is not difficult. Just like maintaining your car is not difficult. You just have to be consistent and train your kids how to do the same thing.
You found the Let's Play Doctor Show. We're here each weekday afternoon. Phone lines open at 3:40 Eastern, so that's the best time when you should reach out to Dr. Joel Wallach. Call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor and Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 95 Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to our friend Nurse Esther. And Nurse Esther, how can I help you today?
Hi, Dr. Wallach. Praise Yahweh for you. We really appreciate you. You're doing an excellent job in the community. Please, please continue the good work.
Well, thank you. Okay, how can I help you today?
Okay, we have an 83-year-old male. His weight, 140 pounds, height, 5'8". He has been diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig. He's wheelchair-bound. He has upper contraction to the upper arm, weak muscles. As his nurse consultant, patient advocate, I've encouraged the patient not to eat wheat, including the oatmeal, barley, rye. No fried foods, no processed foods, no processed meats, no fast foods, no oils, no sugars, meaning natural or processed, no carbonated drinks, sodas, diet sodas. What is the course of action for my patient?
Okay, Nurse Esther, this is very common when you get somebody 83 years old. They have, you know, a lot of pre-existing conditions if they haven't been taking perfect care of themselves. Okay, these are all nutritional deficiencies, none of them are autoimmune. ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, is one of many diseases that affect the brain, okay? And they're all the same, even though they have different names, but they're the same other than they just more severely affect different areas of the brain. So you get Lou Gehrig's disease, you get ALS, you get, dementias, all kinds of stuff like that, okay? But they're really just the same disease. So these people, get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat bran rhinos, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet one's got to go. They need to, this guy at 140 pounds needs to take one healthy brain and heart pack per month, and another bottle of our Selenium, so he can take three of those twice a day. I want him to get one bottle a month of our MSM, so he can take three of those twice a day. And that will support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc, between a vertebrae, bone, makes your bone cell. Then I want him to eat 3 eggs twice a day. If he's on statin drugs, they got to go. No statin drugs. 75% of the brain weight is cholesterol, so no statin drugs. I also want him to take the 3 eggs twice a day. The yolks have to be soft. I want him to get their Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month to get proper circulation into the brain. And then I want him to have de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. The Ultimate Niacin Plus, 1 of those twice a day. That's 1 bottle a month. And then one of the secret sauces here, okay, for this sort of thing, would be I would go with the Synaptive. Take 3 of those twice a day, and it's going to give the brain cells the biochemistry they need to make the little chemicals they need to talk to each other, okay? And this is very simple. And I've had people who are in comas with, quote, Alzheimer's disease, unquote, being fed through a G-tube for 8 years. Just giving them a program like I just described through their G-tube 3 times a day with the 3 eggs and our shake made with heavy cream instead of water, okay? Now, they're in a coma for 8 years. In just 3 days, given this little program, 3 times a day into their G-tube, they wake up and go back to work. They didn't realize they'd been in a coma for 8 years, okay? And so I have a book coming out here pretty soon, Nurse Esther. You're going to like this book, okay? It's called The Greatest Stories Ever Told. The Greatest Stories Ever Told. It's, I don't know, might be anywhere from 50 to 75 of these miracle stories that we've had over the years. So that people say, well, what do I do? You know, everybody says, take this, take that. But what's going on here? How do I know that this works? Well, we have all these miracles written down in this book coming out called The Greatest Stories Ever Told. So watch for it. www.drjwallach.com. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Great stuff. Thank you, Chuck. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. God bless the American flag. God bless our national anthem. And God bless America.
Program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-4444.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.